to Israel now, where the worst fire in Israel's history is finally under control. Overnight rains and emergency equipment from abroad helped to douse this blaze, but not before it killed 42 people. The fire was centered in the Carmel Ridge outside the port city of Haifa. The World's Matthew Bell sent us this report.
A host of countries sent help to Israel in the form of equipment and personnel. Firefighters showed up from Bulgaria, Greece, and even the Palestinian West Bank. So did aircraft from the U.S. and 9 other countries. Michel Corriard and his 5-member team arrived from France on Friday night. They directed 5 French planes that were fighting the fire from above. Today, Corriard said the fire is pretty much under control.
It's not finished, but it's good. It's good. It's a big fire, and Israel is a small country. It's a big catastrophe for Israel.
The scale of the catastrophe is starting to become clear. 17,000 people were evacuated from their homes, about 250 homes were lost, and more than 12,000 acres of forest burned. Teachers and staff from the Yamin Ord Youth Village returned today to assess damage from the fire. Many of the 500 students here are immigrants, and some of them are orphans. The students had been evacuated safely, but the fire destroyed between 30% and 40% of the facility. School official Susan Wiegel stood in what used to be one of the student homes.
What we were hoping is that the pictures the kids have of their families would have been left. That's what we were hoping. The other thing we were hoping is we have framed here pictures of the kids throughout the years that they've had, that they've made in the arts and crafts like a family. But you do. And none of that is left.
Israeli military helicopters continued to fly back and forth between Mount Carmel and the Mediterranean Sea this afternoon. They dumped loads of water on what remained of the worst fire in Israel's 62-year history. Police are investigating what caused the blaze, but a 14-year-old boy in police custody has reportedly admitted starting the fire. Authorities say he did so by tossing some burning coals onto the ground. The Israeli government has been criticized for being unprepared for the disaster. The Interior Minister is facing calls to step down. Shmuel Rosner is a columnist for the Jerusalem Post.
Obviously, Israel was not ready for such fire. Fires aren't very common in Israel. We don't have the number of trees that most U.S. states have. But we do need to prepare ourselves for fires and to be in better shape.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did promise today that dozens of families who'd lost their homes in the blaze would receive swift compensation. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.